If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and I'm joined by Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
This is the first of the new segment called Player's Pulse, and I went to all my places, all my socials, and I asked the question, what is the best Nintendo controller? And I got a lot of responses, so we're gonna dig into this thing. But Crawler, I'll ask you right off the bat, what is the best Nintendo controller?
Contemporary bias, I guess. The Switch is the best controller, but it also depends on what you're playing. Because if you're asking about Smash, I'm gonna say GameCube.
Okay. So the Pro controller, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Is what? Okay. So Pro controller. Okay. All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about here. I'm going to look first at the Discord. Okay. 1UP says GameCube, and I'm like, but why? Why GameCube? If I got
Postage stamp D-pad, that's why.
It's like playing on a lucky charm, that's for sure.
Yep.
Well, and maybe I should answer the question for myself too. Like, it's really a toss up between the GameCube and the Pro controller. Like, I used to play Tony Hawk on that little D-pad, and I would absolutely dominate, like, with that tiny little thing. So it was still
needed it for precision for those specific tricks that you're trying to pull.
Oh yeah, the inputs, like, you know, to hit your manual and all that kind of stuff. Like, it was very doable. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want it any smaller. I mean, the crazy thing is, you look at like the Game Boy, and it might be. I'm going to compare it real quick.
You think it's the same form factor?
It is it's the same size. The Game Boy, it's the same D-pad. I'm putting them face to face right now. It's the same.
They just had those sitting around in the factory. They had to use them up.
At least it's the same size as the Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
So that's
because OG 89 Game Boy, like, would have been maybe a little bit bigger.
I'm trying to see. I know
because color was pocket sized, and that definitely downsized everything.
I'm pretty sure the D-pad on the regular Game Boy was it's the bigger one.
The NES.
Yeah. So the Color and the GameCube is the exact same size D-pad. I can't believe I'm just now learning this.
Yeah. I don't think it was off the NES. Maybe it was off the SNES. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't quite the same size. It's been a while since I've looked at it.
No, I'm looking at it right now. It's
an 89 Game Boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the same size, and the SNES and the NES are the same. It's just that there's lines, some weird lines in the 89 Game Boy. So
I'll also add a small amendment to my answer as well. It depends if I'm playing a straight 2D platformer, Hollow Knight or Mario or whatever, the 8-bit do, or just the regular old SNES controller, with the D-pad in the correct positioning and a responsive D-pad. That's the important part as well, because the Pro Controller doesn't have that.
For that matter, then you could go with the 64 controller too. If you want to hold it like a GameCube controller. With three hands. Well, yeah, I mean, I opened up my original Pro Controller and put tape on the sensor so that I would have it more accurate when Mario Maker 2 came out.
And Tetris
and Cuphead. That was pretty important for me to have those. So, jumping back into the Discord here. So, guys, I'm going to pose different questions each day that you guys get to answer if you want to be a part of the conversation. N64Josh.com/Discord or my TikTok. For some reason, the video didn't go out to my YouTube Shorts today, but it did go to Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. It's meant to go everywhere, even Pinterest.
You got Threads yet?
So I started to sign up, and then I wasn't signed into the right account, and then I just went back to working on what I was working on. So, but yeah, you'll see N64Josh on Threads as well. But so 1UP says it's one of the most comfortable. This is talking about the GameCube controller. It's one of the most comfortable Nintendo controllers ever made. It felt like the true evolution to the Super Nintendo controller. The 64 controller was flawed with the joysticks breaking down over time. I don't necessarily like the Joy-Cons as they are too small and hands feel cramped over time. The only other controller I would consider being the best controller would be the SNES controller. So there you go. There's from 1UP. Scrolling on down, Cryptic says, for me, it has to be the SNES controller. I feel it had the perfect amount of buttons and the utility for that time. Arguably the best D-pad. Games that were ported felt good with no sacrifices. Fighting games were its only limitation, but it was good enough for the SNES. That is a really interesting take, because I loved Street Fighter with the Super Nintendo controller. Like, I had no issues playing like to do all the combinations of buttons with the shoulder buttons did not bother me at all. Like, I just got used to it.
Well, is he also talking? I think he's talking about limitations, maybe also being D-pad versus joystick. I don't know.
Potential.
But some people prefer D-pad with rolling your thumb. Yeah, I still
go D-pad unless I'm playing with an actual fight stick. I will never touch an analog stick. Yep. So that's interesting. I bet you we'll hear more from that in the conversation on Discord. So that'll be cool. He says the problem I have with every controller is that they were specifically designed for that console, and it's apparent when Nintendo does emulation for Nintendo 64 Online, GameCube ports, Wii ports, for the button mapping is not ideal and makes the experience less appealing when using a standard Switch Pro controller. Again, interesting, because I don't feel like I'm disagreeing, but I don't know that I've looked at it that closely that I short of like GoldenEye was atrocious. If you did not have the GameCube or the 64 controller, right? The other games seem relatively doable, but then again, you know, the things start to fall apart with like the analogs, the analog triggers.
Dust.
Right. Oh. The analog triggers on GameCube.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right? Yeah. That's compared to GameCube. Yeah.
Cause everything else is the digital inputs. And so,
yeah.
So with that, I mean, those were used to like control flood and,
yep.
You know, you could kind of.
Was there any relevance in Luigi's Mansion for analog?
I've actually never played Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube. So,
and acceleration in Double Dash at all?
You held down A, but there were other other games that may have. I'm sure it was utilized for other things. There's no way it couldn't have been.
It's also noticeable. Like, I have the Nyko. Whoever makes this like GameCube looking Joy-Con attachment, it's noticeable when you like it's more comfortable to hold, and that's how I'd prefer to play it. But with the way buttons work on, especially on Nintendo controllers, X and Y are kind of in weird spots on the GameCube controller, so it's not always one to one or muscle memory easy to utilize that when like all the buttons are there and they're all functional, but it's not muscle memory wise easy enough to just have that be the controller you use.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Absolutely says Switch Pro controller, gyro controller for the win. So there you go. And that's playing Splatoon with the gyro controls. It makes a difference. And even playing some, like, I'm sure Metroid has it. I even turned it on with Doom for a little while and messed with it there. Like, it adds another element of sometimes precision, sometimes not so much precision, depending on what you're playing. But I know it's even used in Zelda and stuff. So there, that's a factor as well. Hoffman says, so Easy Peasy said, I want to see someone defend the Wii Remote. And then Hoffman says, the Wii Remote was great with Wii Sports. I may have been under the influence of tequila every time, though, so memory has maybe skewed. That is
well, they found interesting ways to make that work on Switch with gyro, but that controller definitely is limited to its console, like Cryptic said.
Yeah, and the Wii U. But it's still basically its console.
Well, yeah, because the Wii U, almost every game on the back of it has options with gamepad, Wiimote, Wii Pro controller, or Wii U Pro controller. Like, there were so many controller options by the time you got the Wii U.
It's a precursor to the Switch, really. So, yeah. Raymar also adds that amazing battery life for the Switch Pro controller. And then Nady Nay says, just the system. Oh, wait. Never mind. He answered the question to Crypto. But then he says, SNES controller for me. Just the form factor and still emulated to this day for retro type games. Next up would be the Switch Pro controller because of the offset sticks and comfort factor. Again, with battery life being fantastic, it's great for 3D games. So there you go.
That's a good point, because I mean, stock controller, the Switch Pro controller is not a stock in the box controller. Joy-Con have their downside.
They do. So moving on over to Twitter, there is I got quite a few responses over there. Broncos says, nostalgia tells me N64, but my gut tells me GameCube. It's wonky, but once you learn it, most versatile maybe ever created. Original RE4 on it is still one of my top gaming memories. So, and I, what I love about that answer is it's definitely skewed by the games that were played on that controller, right? So yep. Kind of fun.
That's an interesting take. I might have to boot up RE4 on Switch, because the GameCube controller should work.
I would assume it just the analog may be the only issue if they, you know.
Yeah.
But my boy Rob McCallum says Wii U Pro controller. Now, this was, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't see many controllers where the sticks are like this, where they're both on the top. You know,
correct.
It was kind of like, yo, this is the third way to do this controller. PlayStation has them both down low. Nintendo had them up high, and then Xbox has them offset.
I mainly have this controller for Xenoblade Chronicles X, and that's kind of it.
Okay, it was my Mario Kart.
Because it was very,
for sure.
Yeah, and I was very limited with the titles I had on Wii U, and I mainly had it for Smash, and that was kind of it. And I've expanded my library a little bit, but I could see that.
Yeah, it was the Mario Kart. Now, the Wii U that I bought was the Zombie U edition, and it came with this controller instead of a Wii Remote, which I didn't need. I had plenty of them from the Wii already. So,
and plastic racing wheels tennis rackets and golf clubs,
all the above, all the above for sure. Now, we're gonna get into this topic, I think, tomorrow when we do the main NPC, but we're gonna talk Joy-Cons. And to give you a little precursor to my thoughts on the next Switch is, I don't think they need to do away with Joy-Cons, but I do feel like if they, I'm grabbing a Joy-Con right now. So they could, yeah, I just solved it right here. So I hate the offset stick. because of, although no, I didn't, the button, the D-pad, the, or the triggers wouldn't work. I think the Joy-Con should be similar to the Wii U Pro Controller, where both sticks are at the top, because it's weird reaching over the stick to hit the buttons.
Well, and that would be like Steam Deck as well,
I
right?
I believe that would be the case. Yeah. So, you know, it, who's using Joy-Cons if we're not forced to play games anymore? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think that's a, the offset is mainly because that's what they've gravitated towards. They've adopted the 360 Xbox One series model for Pro Controller.
Yeah.
I mean, there are definitely two camps of people, either offset sticks or side by sides, and it mainly is tribalism when it comes to Xbox or PlayStation and where your secondary console was.
I'm a weirdo though, because I don't want my Pro Controller non-offset. I want them offset. But when I'm playing the, I've just noticed with certain games reaching over the stick, I don't, it's because they're not, you see how like the Wii U Pro Controller we have on screen here, the buttons are to the side. Right. And so even the Pro Controller, I mean, it's offset, so it just feels right. But
We'll get into it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got some ideas. I'll save it for tomorrow.
And I'm in a similar boat too, where like maybe they just make a specific handheld right Joy-Con, you know.
That, so yeah. Or I mean, I got a few different ideas.
Well, not to mention like, you know, there's never been a D-pad unless it was aftermarket. So it, yeah, we'll get into it tomorrow. But continuing on, I do like Rob's, I got to give a quick shout out to Rob, you guys. He is the director of Nintendo Quest. So go watch Nintendo Quest. I think it's on Amazon Prime. You can pick it up on Vudu or wherever you buy your digital movies. It's really worth a watch. So, Rami N64 just put a GIF of the N64 controller. Pitsy Gaming says SNES just was perfect. Was just the perfect fit. Blake Tolliver 87 says GameCube by a gazillion miles. So that's, there you go. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I'm not getting your name right. Forgive me. Nozzle Givy. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm sure I messed it up. Anyway, Switch Pro Controller, hands down. It has the pricey Nintendo cash grab, but its take on the modern controller is smooth and ergonomically friendly. The cheaper knockoffs are just as good as well. If you want to save some dollars, just miss Amiibo support.
Ooh, I would disagree there.
Oh.
The Power A and all that kind of, I have a few of those in my house for the kids, and they definitely feel
less. Yeah, they don't have quite the build quality, but I will say this, where they may lack a little in build quality, they look really cool.
They have some cool ones. Yeah. Like Nintendo's done some, I have every one of Nintendo's Pro controllers, except, is there, I don't know if there's an exception. I think I have them all, but yeah, the stylized character ones, or it's not as like in depth and cool as some of the custom like GameCube and Switch Pro controllers that you can find at Smash tournaments, but they're up there, like being cool for kids to pick up.
Especially like what I really feel like they work well for is when you're just needing that extra multiplayer controller that like is not getting used much, and that's how like I have. Yeah.
They're the Mad Cats. They're the Mad Cats controller.
They are to a certain extent. And I mean, I have Mario 3 all over my controller. Like I can't not love that. You know, it's pretty great. So,
and there is a difference. There's 8-bit do has some really high quality stuff in the classic shells. I'm half intrigued to pick up their Pro controller. What, like the actual Xbox looking Pro controller one that has a dock and everything. I think it's the same price as a Pro controller, and just see how that feels. But there are some exceptions there. But then also, you have the bigger Power A Joy-Con ones that aren't battery powered or anything, but they help you grip your Switch just a little bit better and less cramps in your hand.
Which is nice for sure.
Yep.
I'm trying to get to the comments on TikTok here. Frankie says SNES was a perfect size, buttons layout perfect. And looking at TikTok, we've got Car Gaming says Wii just fits your hand so well. I'm assuming he's talking about the Wii remote because he's very much and I love it.
He's on brand, I guess, yeah, for himself.
Is. And there's three comments over on TikTok, and the second one says, "We imagine playing and sweating 2 gallons at the same time per gaming session." So, I love that. That's great. And then Lucas Wilson's GameCube, and I asked why, and I got no reply, unfortunately. So, I wanted to get a little more out of them, but was not quite able to. So I think that the toss up for you and I seems like the GameCube or the Switch Pro controller. The Super Nintendo controller, I don't feel like ever let me down. It really felt like a step above the Sega Genesis controller, especially with only the three buttons.
Perfect angle just to hold down sprint and roll down, just the roll down for jump.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was fantastic. I mean, and even the Dogbone NES controller, which has feels a little more like the SNES controller. That's for sure. It doesn't have the sharp corners.
Less likely to take out your eye.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, well, there you go, you guys. That was the first episode of the Player's Pulse, which I pulled directly out of Nintendo Power. I went to Nintendo Power. Like, I'm like, what were the segments that, you know, or the different articles or whatever. And,
they aren't doing their podcast anymore. You can steal.
Well,
it.
No, I went through the magazine. I wanted to see.
Well, yeah, but they had that in their podcast too because of the magazine.
Did they really?
So they aren't doing the.
They had player. Yeah. Oh gosh, I don't ever. Yeah. I never listened to it.
it was Nintendo NPR.
Okay. It's gone. It's good gone now. Anyway, I literally just went to the magazine to go see what would be a cool title. Well, whoopsie. Yeah. Well, here we are. I don't think they'll mind. They're not really doing podcasting anymore. So there you go. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.